There are a number of Jews in the Tzemach Tzedek and Mikvayis. Anyway, so according to the fact, the Rashi thing is not like Chachmei Italia, the Rashi thing, but like Chachmei Venetia. And the Shita of Chachmei Venetia is very disturbing, because in the case of the mikveh that was set up in Rabiga, it's an Italian city, so the water was drawn by a kele that had in Egypt Kishveres Alei. So it didn't become show machmas show degree. And so then the other show machmasiya rodom. Why should it be show machmasiya rodom if it was poured on the bow on the shore of the mikveh and then it dripped from the shore of the mikveh into the mikveh? So it's quite a case. It's very mistaken. But according to the Yosef Pshat in the Rashi is like Chachmei Italia. But even the Yosef will have to agree that according to the Rosh and no other Rishayim who explained the Mishneh of Amniyah Kankan and the Rishagad in Agvon, not on the basis of Amshoch as a Machlikes, whether Amshoch and Bikuri is effective or not, but the Dorizmo in of Amshoch and the Shaila, the Machlikes between Rabbi Ezer and Rabbi Yeshua, because here there is no Amshoch, there is no showing the Kehle altogether. Why? Because the subjective element was left. But then the Shaila is, if you are king for the Kankanim, if you are king for the Kankanim, so is it considered as Pistiarodom or not? So according to the Ezer, it's considered Pistiarodom, and according to the Rash, when the Rebbe says that he's not allowed to be kefe, he doesn't mean he's not allowed to be kefe away from the mikveh. That's in mikveh is the bottom. Here is the end of the gag. So according to the Rebbe says, Yishbeh, Avolon Yichbeh, he means, no Yichbeh, he shouldn't be kefe, let's say, if the Kankan is set up here, he shouldn't invert it like this, and then it will drip through the force of gravity directly. Mashainke, if he will, spill it here and lead me to pick up the Kankan, he'll be my beer Kankan, and don't send away from the mikveh, even though it will not be withdrawn. And then it will drink by itself, then even according to the Blazer is here, according to the Rosh. So when we say Yishbe Avoyichte, it means he can break it. If the Kami is like this, so he can break it. And then it will spill. His money is action. But not to be careful like this. But to be careful like this, he needs to pick it up and spill it. And then to get down according to the Rosh, it's mutter, even according to the Blazer. Why? Because it's naturally clear, and by virtue of the fact that the subjective element was lacking. He put up the Kankani of Masle Nagdom and Tvizet Yadodom. So there is no Tvizet Yadodom. Tvizet Yadodom is constituted when it's Bekeichel it comes into the mikveh. But if he picks up the Kankani here, and then it spills here, and then it rests here, and then gradually drips down into the mikveh, so there is no Tvizet Yadodom. So even the Beis Yosef will have to agree that according to the Rashi and the Rambam, so the mikveh in Ravigo was a mikveh sheyo, you see. And then we see something else. We see that the Ramo is also chilek on the Beis Yosef, and the Ramo agrees with the Bach. So the Ramos, the Ramo passes. Sin Rishale, the Hagoyan Sif the Slot, being heavy a gimmo looking beyond, Al Gabi Kark, or Shemitsu Miragla the Himokosha, the Yeshin Ring. Now, because that, you see, I didn't discuss it. In that effect, that says, the deceptive test, the Chinoi Rabbi Yisaiya, Jewish Yod Ragos, they should do the Mikre Possible, the Makaka Kosha, the Gyon, the Yod Mokul Moki, the Chinoi Yisaiya, the Mokul Moki, the Yod 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 the Rash explains that the Gyon, the Yod Mokul Moki, the Yod Mokul Moki, means how did they have Shoche ala Kaka? Whether it means the Din Amshoche or it means the Mitzirs of Amshoche, but it is a Rikula Omed, that's the Machlek between the Shiosef and God. But this is how the Rash explains the Yonah Yom Mubok and Mokim Yisil from Yedeyev, not that the Yom Yisali directly. That's the Shite of the Rash. But the Rosh, in Yilchas Mikrois, there is Hilchas Mikrois at the end of Misachas Nideh. So after the Rosh and Nideh, so we have Hilchas Mikrois by Rosh. So in paragraph place of the Rosh, he mentions this deceptive, very tiny deceptive, Chino Yorim Rav Yeisi, at the end of paragraph base, in Hilchas Mikrois in Rosh. They tiny the sector, the Chino Yorim Rav Yeisi, the Yorim 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 Yorim So the Rosh is chilek and the Rash. The Rash it means like you know even more walking because you bring Ragoyen. So it means the Racham Shoche. When it wasn't poured into the mikveh directly, Mikhei Avodo or Mikhei Chavei. But the Rosh says no. It mentions the Rosh in Zilpu. Zilpu means Mamesh Mikhei Chom. It spilled, it poured the water. But it has reference to a cavalry, not to an infantry soldier, but to cavalry soldiers. In other words, they don't travel, they don't walk by foot, but they ride on horses. Like, that's a legion. So in other words, who splashes the water into the mikveh? The behemoth or the horses? So in other words, according to the Rosh, when is a chova on the Kisa Sodom, if it's done in Kirche of a human being? But if it's a human being, a gadre, a voluntary agent, but if it's done by animals, even though they are also living, they are animals, but that's not considered Tvisa Shadodam, because they're not voluntary agents, animals, when they do it. So it's not, anyway, they're certainly not other animals. So the melee, according to the Rosh, if a behemoth in Kelim or a horse will, with his feet, splash water directly, pour water, into a mikveh, it's a mikveh. Because there are two kinds of show. One is show, machmas, show people. Okay, here, it's certainly not, it wasn't contained in the Kelev for even for one moment. Then the other show is Tvisas Yadodo. And according to the Raides, Tvisas Yadodo is more homo than the show people. Show people, even Kule is only possible in Rabbanon. But Tvisas Yadodom show all the Tvisas Yadodom if it's the Rupe is possible with the rice. So according to the Rosh, only if it's done all the Tvisas Yadodom, Mikeya Hodom. But if it's done, Mikeya Habeimo. So that's why we're killed. The Chen Shayore, Shayore doesn't mean infantry, people who walk by foot, pedestrians. It means Shayore who march on horses and behemoths. So the melee, who does it Mikeya Hei? Not the Odom, but the behemo. Even though the Odom gives the impetus to the behemoth to drive with force and to splash, he incites the behemoth. But by whose keyach is it done? It is done by the keyach of the behemoth. So it's not true. So the Amor says in Simon Reshalet, the Hagoyah sees it as well. The inhabitant of Zimulubim, the Odom, al Gabi Karke, Ushenitsu Mirabe the behemoth. So it's kosher. Even though the behemoth did it, Mikheyach, too. That's the Shita of the Rosh, and that's also the Shita of the Tuh. V'yeishemrin, the Ragei HaBehemoth, Kedin Regal Odom, U'vishneyem in Nikosher, Elo Behevir Al Gabi Karke, Dehadekam Shoche, Avoloi B'nitzu. של הרואה, סויסס, רש, פרק ווי דמיקום, דמיק ווייס, ורמב״ם פרק אין. So he mentions רש, בעיד דרבו, הנקוויזי, לשיטת בס יוסף, so according to בס יוסף, this according to the רש, so it's only mutter that he says that that member of the Rabbi Yitzhi accords only with Rabbi Yeshua Shiki, but not with Rabbi Yeshua. And according to the Rashi, we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua in that Machlokes. Because Rabbi Yeshua agrees with the Tame, with the Mandoma, with Mure, that Hamshocha Mikulo is effective, and we pass like the Tamei, that Hamshocha Mikulo is not effective. So why does he pass like to Allah? So it's a higher from this Rabbo. That the Rabbo agrees with the Bach, not with the Zohar. Not with the Zohar. Now, all right. Now, in the Raivet, so the Rash explains the member of Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yonah, even Mokum, is also in Ragoyen, if they did it, I'll give a card to Amjoh. The Rosh explains the on the basis that pouring water into the mikveh by the Himo, does not constitute show, does not make it into show. What's the sheet of the Raivet? So in the Raivet there are two Gersoids. One Gersoid of the Raivet is, as a matter of fact, I think that there are three Gersoids. I don't have Kappa's text, but I think that there are three Gersoids in the Raivet. The Shah Nefesh, when I learn, Shokhano, so we go on all the time. So there are three Gersoids in the Raivet. One Gersoid of the Raivet is, that the Raivet cheating is like the Rosh. The reason as to why you don't even walk and walk into your feeling of Raglan in Scotia is because it's the Raglan. So you can get the Raglan or the Passover at the show. Another guess is that it was Al-Gabi Karakaga. So it was in the Mikeche, so it was Pasakeche. And a third Pshat in Raglan, whether it's a guess or just a Pshat, a third Pshat in Raglan is that the Raglan distinguishes between pouring water into the mikveh intentionally or unintentionally. So in other words, here it means even if they splashed the director into the mikveh, but they didn't intend to splash in the mikveh, they just walked normally. You know, when soldiers march, they gallop, you know. So, but they didn't intend to pour the water. So it shall only come on it. So mainly it's not considered show of the electricity at all. When is it considered show of the electricity at all? Only when it's done, the kavon. That's a bikulet. In other words, even if it's done, the kichel directly. But if it's done, shalom kavon, it doesn't become show of the electricity. All right. Anyway, but I just mentioned that from the Rambam it's mashma, like the Bach, not like the Bais Yosef. Now, the Ben, even the Bais Yosef would only say that a little the sheet of the Rash, not a little the sheet of the Rosh, not a little the sheet of the Rosh. Alright. Now, so according to the Rash, the Machlokes, according to the Rash, so the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehoshua is really, according to the Rash, in the Mishnah from Sada Kankami, the Reish Adab and Nagbon and Smala Mayim, we have a threefold Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. One Machlokes is an old Machlokes. In other words, whether the Reish Mayim itchila Passover or not. So, because of that, Rabbi Elazar requires that there should be a Reish Mayim in the Mishnah at the very hour. Another machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehoshua is on the question as to whether Hamshocha Bikura is effective or not. And Yeshua says it is effective, and Rabbi Elazar says it's not effective. But then there is a third machlokes according to the Rashi between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar says that even if it is a mishkan, and even if there is a release water already in the mikveh, the very outer, the mikveh is not completely empty. So he can only resort to the method of Yishbe Akartan, but not to the method of Yichbe. What Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua says that he can even resort to the method of Yichbe. Why? So that's the third machlokes that comes to Rashi. What's the machlokes in regard to the question of whether we can resort to the method of Yichbe? So according to Rabbi Yeshua, you cannot resort to the method of Yichbe. Even if it's in a shomim, and Chofar of Sol will be supplied by rainfall, and even though there is a release water at the very outset, he still can abdicate it. He can only be shaved. Why? Because according to Rabbi Lezer, so only Shvira constitutes some shohem. Kvira Sakankam doesn't constitute some shohem. Only Shvira. And Kriya Sakankam, why Kriya Sakankam not at all? It has reference to the case where he's killed, according to Rashi, where he's killed the Kankamim over here. So first it spills on the yard, and then it drips down into the Mikveh. The answer is because insofar as the regular Amshok is concerned, so it has to be a tree is killed walking away from it. And here we're not dealing with a case where we pour everything. He was walking away. But Shvira Sakankam is another form of Amshok, even though it's not Shmit walking away. So only Shvira Sakankam constitutes another form of Amshok. But Shvira Sakankam doesn't constitute another form of Amshok. Whereas according to Rabbi Yeshua, even Shvira Sakankam, it constitutes another form of Amshok. And so Mele, even though it's not written away, so it's still Amshah. So we have a threefold Maholike between the Rabbi and Shah. According to the Rosh and the Rambam Shah, so we just have two Maholikes between Rabbi Zer and Rabbi Yeshua. One machlokes is that both agree according to the Rosh and the Rambam Pshat, so both Rabbi Zer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that here it's not real show. It's neither show on the basis of show disagree, nor is it show on the basis of Al-Mitzis Asoda, in the case where Yeshiva Kakaris. So then it's we don't have any show. It's not shown by decree. Why not? Because the subjective element is lacking. It was, he said that the Kankami, the Reshagabe, and Adwa. So it's not shown by decree. Bein the Kankami, there's a Bein the Kankami, Yeshua. And then, Tvises Yadodo, the certain reason, Tvises Yadodo. Why? Because when the water, even though the water is spilled into the mikveh directly, he breaks it like this, and then it immediately spills into the mikveh at the bottom. But since the water doesn't come into the mikveh through keyach odom, but with the force of gravity, that's not this zero. And the vessel is made of the military Yeshua, that when the water comes to Hasoras Keach HaMeneach by removing the obstruction that does not allow the force of gravity to act. So that's not Jesus' element. The other means be careful. The same way the horse says in Gabi Shchite, that even though it's considered Hasoras Keach HaMeneach is considered Maizor, Bilodayim, but Shchite it isn't good. Why? Because it requires Kriya Dato. Jesus Yalodo means if it comes into the mikveh through Kriya Dato, through the force of the person, not if it comes into the mikveh, even though it comes directly, but if through the force of gravity, it comes through the force of gravity, not through the force of the person. So that's not Jesus Yalodo. That's the reason as to why Rabbi Yeshua says, they made it as a they made it in a shaman. Why does the letter say, if anything is a shaman, so it's a seah? But it's only mutter if it's yeshbein as a shaman, o ogni istituto solito che non va a mente a voce a dire sei o i sei e il mio mai mi trivia di voi alze perché mi trabbono in fruttfaccio mi ci pare sai in altre anyone will see that the person break the gargara into the niche and the niche is completely empty and all the water is supplied by Shiva Gangana. He will not be such a mountain and he will say, it's all right to dump water directly. He will not understand the business by your matter. So because of Marasai, the Rabbonim is possible. Unless there is a Garubes of Nitshomi and the water that is supplied from the Shiva Gangana. So that will take away, will eliminate the Marasai. So people will not say anymore. So in Rabbonim, that's one matter. And then another machlokes is, can you do it on the tree? So Rav Levesa says that even if it is an exchange, but you can only resort to Shvira Sakakam, but on the tree not. And Rav Yeshua says, you can even resort to Shvira Sakakam too. What is that machlokes? Now, he doesn't spell it out the horse. But the machlokes apparently is on this question, by the way. And the point, we have to remember that according to the Rosh, so when Rabbi Yeshua says he can even be king to the Kankan, so it means he has reference to the case where the Kankan is stands mamish in an erect position, mamish at the edge of the roof, and then by being kefe, so it spills directly into the mikveh, directly into the mikveh. It's also kosher, according to Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Lezana, why is it kosher according to Rabbi Yeshua? Because even if the Kankan stand in an erect position on the edge of the mikveh, here is the border of the mikveh, and here the bottom of the mikveh, and then he inverts the Kankan, the vessel, like this, and then it immediately spills. So all the water goes out into the mikveh by the force of gravity. So that's why it goes from directly and let's say we got it by the bones of the Lord says, whosoever is a hiking will eat the ball. And then he had an heaven in his lap. And then but heaven didn't fall. Why? Because he had the 2 feet together. But the moment he spread out his feet, some male heaven fell and let's say a person was lying on the floor and it hurt him, it injured him. So he's highly outgrown. He's highly outgrown. The Shaila is because whether it's a Pesheya, not a Pesheya. But if he would be a Pesheya, so then he's higher without outgrowing. So it's considered his mice, even though the injury did not take place as a result of the Kea, of the Odom, but only as a result of the Asora Samnea, and the injury took place through the stone fell through the force of gravity. So still the Odom, in view of the fact that the Odom removed the obstruction, the Kea Samnea, so Samnea is considered his mindset. But it's not Kea Gavra, so Samnea is not with the Odom. That's the Shikael of Yeshua. And why is Rabbi Lezer Chilek? So we have to say that's the Machlokes. That's the second Machlokes according to the Rosh and the Rambam between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Whether Hasor, if it's done directly by God, by the Hasor Askiya Hamaneya, but the water flows by the force of gravity, whether that's considered this is Yarodom or not. So according to Rabbi Lezer, it is considered with Yarodom. So Meila, if he inverts it, so then he in effect pours the water directly into the mikveh, even though the water flows not through the Kiyarodom, but through the force of gravity. But since it's considered as a mice of Yadayim, as we see from the Gemara in the Lokamet, of Hoysel, Nachim Zechiki, Leikab, or the Shochot, so it's higher. Is higher to pay, so it's not considered gome, so maybe it's considered with Yarodom. But the Yeshua Shikin is no. In order to be considered with Yarodom, there's a test to come to the mikveh through his kea, not with the Asora's kea.
Alright, so that's now the Rash and Mishnah. We think Shamayim Sokin Al Gabo Madbirin Rabbi Yeshua. That when the teeth overflow, when the water overflows the teeth mud, so that he cannot be mad there. You can be mad there with the teeth, only the mind. But he's made it that the root of mud, suppose you have the mud together with the water that he floats above the mud. He adds up in total to Memso. But Chopal, the water itself constitutes only Chopal also. And the other Yuteso, Nantiso, is constituted by the mud. And then he'll be taking a Kele in the water, just exclusively in the water, that floats above the mud. So Rav Lezer will also be made that the Kele is a good Kele. When does Rav Lezer say the Kele is not a good Kele, if part of the Kele, let's say, will be immersed, will be submerged, will sink in the mud, then the Kele will not be a good Kele. But if the whole Kele or the person, let's say, the child, will be immersed completely in the water that flows above the mud, so then Rav Lezer will be made there that it's a good Kele, because that's how we put our law, that while nuclear cannot be constituted exclusively from us, but it can be true. As long as the rope of the mensal, the chopalic soul, consists of the water. Which means that we can start asking the mensal, that I'm going to say to the time of this, okay, Titae, the Kitzar, the human mensal, that they will be able to also make it feel that when we will be too prescription, but they will be mimicry shipulati, it will also be the Indriya, the Haname, could they have the apostle? They are the Gemara in Sukhya, we learned that last year. In Gemara in Sukhya, the Gemara says, there is a Maharaja Rashi, it tasteless, but the Pshat in Gemara, but according to Rashi, so Pokas will do it for him, Adria, does not pass in the mikve, does not pass in the mikve, a pocket of Yibut Wachem Avir, but the one who sleeps under that pocket of Yibut Wachem Avir is not the Yitzhak Mitzvah. In other words, it is Mitzvah. Mitzvah, it is the Avir. Because of Aloha Rabu, so maybe it is Mitzvah to the Sukkim. But anyone who sits, Mamesh, under that Avir, that is 2 tefachim wide or 2.5 tefachim wide is not easy. So the Gemara says we shouldn't be amazed at this paradox. And it's mitzvah, but we cannot be amazed. One check, yes. If it's mitzvah, so we should be able to be amazed. If you cannot be amazed, if you sit under, why should it be mitzvah? So the Gemara mentions as emotion. Not that it's the same thing, it's not the same thing, but you want to mention it as emotion. Teeth, hamidic, yitzarev in themselves, but they will be also feeling, we find it coming place also. And something analogous, in other words, let's say the mud that is together with water, so it's yitzarev in themselves. Let's say the water only has a volume of 20 also. And the 19 soa supplied by the mud. So if we start, it's a kosher mikveh. But if somebody is stable in the mud, so he is rural for it. So here too, if pockets the people to walk an avir, so he started to the suke. But anyone who sits there is not the kind of suke. When you begin the spiritual, but they will be the mikveh, full of teeth, will also be filled. That's how Rashi explains it. But people be mikveh shekulei teeth will also be filled. They is a chiyah. So how can the Gemara say, when the Gemara is asked, how is it possible that the Avya prophet's Megibur is mitzvah to the Sukkim? to the Shia Sutra. And Hayoshi Shom is the Long Solar, Lui Kie. So the Gemara says, Titanin Echechia. A contrast Pshat, Titanin Echechia means, Vahatim when you meet with your people, also true, and then Echechia, Yohanan Echechia, Yohanan Echechia, and we're looking at the Mitzvahim, we know the Lachshia, but the Pshat, Vahatim when you meet with is not that if someone is stay there, exclusively thief. Of course, that's not without saying exclusively thief. So a person thief, so he cannot make a sukkah that way. But the pshat, the katilu also through it, and the mocking should be starting from Moshe Lahatshia, as meet the mayor and so come. You will also lay through it. In other words, even though there is a mahrok in between Rabbi Zan and Rabbi Yeshua, but even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that according to Rabbi Zan, so the body of the person or the killer has to be completely immersed, exclusively in the world. But if I say one portion, one piece of the killer, or one finger, or one toe of the person is submerged in the mud, even though the rest of the body and the rest of the killer is immersed in the water, so according to the blood there, so the tefillah is no tefillah. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the tefillah is a tefillah. But suppose he will immerse the keilah completely in the teeth, even though the teeth is only constitutes 19 saw of the men saw. So then even Rabbi Yeshua would be made that the tefillah is not a tefillah. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua is in regard to the case when the body of the person or the killer is submerged in both. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, I will also say it has to be immersed exclusively, completely and exclusively in the water that floats above them. But if let's say one toe of the person is sinking in the mud, and the rest of the body of the person is completely immersed in the water, so then it's way also good. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it is also good. But suppose the whole person or the keleh is completely submerged in the teeth rather than in water, then Rabbi Yeshua will be made there. That will also good. So this is what the Gemara means there. So the Gemara says, the law of Elo. Elo be not kishim itzari, but may lach sweet from mayim and so come and was with him. Uptsats kosh. If the shenit is rohin, that we call kida shenit, in the kaddish menu dawet kiyanu, in the kachin day. But my shlokish, kol a mashon, in mikve mashon mikia, mashon mikia, revis, in the mashri. In other words, kol a mashon in mikve, what is mashon in mikve? No, kid. So, if, of our soul is water, and if you test soul is mud, so it's mashal mikia. So it's mashal mikia too. I mean the kehanim, they had to be mikadesh, yod of the agro before the avene, in the water of the kia. The kingdom of mikia, so he had to make in the course of David Sayyim, so he had to make 10 separate kiddush yodayim ragayim. So, you suppose the big kia are not clean water, I mean they have mud, so it's all right. It can be mitzvah. Just as the mud is mitzvah to the members of the mitzvah, so it can be mitzvah to the big kia as well. Masha'ikim yad mitzvah sedayim. So, you have to pour everything's mind and yadayim in order to remove the tumas yadayim. Suppose you don't have a release smiling exclusively of water, but let's say you have two-thirds of a release of mind and one-third of a release consists of mud, so then you cannot use that kind of mind for the first yadayim. This is what it says. Kok hier sind die ganzen, wenn da auch hier in Kassel was soll, aber hast du nicht gemacht und nicht hier, nur die sehen wir nicht. In order to be fit for the Gebiz, for the Gebiz, da haben wir die Masse, und da haben wir die Mal, hier in Mutter, die Tamide, hier da, in die Poro Schöne, von die Schöne, in die Poro,
שייך ושאין סימנו, אפילו מכנה מהם אשרים, וחשתה, היחשוב לי כל אנשי עובד רב מאיר ורב יהודה ואב אלוף, ראש הפנוי למאס ניסן, ונות הציור, ונות הציור ביקור שייך ושאין סי, ולא יתנה שם לו כל הנך שיעור הזה, המת הנוי ברוכה תור את המים, ומה עושה בו, חי שישראל, והיה שישראל. או, סונדוס, הזכשיס, היא הולכת מחלוקת הנוי. What is the criterion whereby you determine as whether a certain kind of teeth is liquid or not to be considered sooner than the liquid? Right. So if it is, it has a certain degree of liquidity, so that it gets mitzuret. But suppose it's so viscous and so thick, so then that it cannot even be pushed into the mouth of the homeless. So what does he? So then cannot be considered as mild to be mitzuret with the mitzvah. So how, what degree of humility does it have to have? So one Tanya says one thing, another Tanya says another thing, but over there, the Gemara is looking, doesn't mention any of the criteria mentioned by the Tanya in this Mishnah. It mentions a new criteria. How come? Poro Shoyin Chamishay Seymen. In other words, if it is liquid enough that the Poro will agree to drink from, that means that it has a sufficient degree of liquidity. But that's not even mentioned by any of the Tanya. So he says, ואש תהיה חשובי, כולם שיעור את רמי יום רבי יודי ואבל עזר, ושתנוי את מסיס לך את שיעור את פורש שבל שסבנו את נח, ושמו, כולם את שיעור את דהן את הנוי יגוח את הוואי את הימן. דיבר סובה, דיבחי שייסה, ודהי אין שייסה. נראות, ואין שי יכולים לנהר זנן, ואין כל הפורש שבל. So he says, so the rest is, the texture, the sheer, the basic sheer is, which defines the sufficient degree of liquidity is the fact that the poro will be shaykh and shaykh. In other words, if it is so thick that the poro will never agree to drink from it, so then it doesn't have a human liquid, even to be its own. But not that there is a machlokes in its ear. How liquid must it be in order that the poro should agree to drink from it. Just as the tastes of human beings vary from person to person, so the tastes and the drinking habits of bodies also vary from poro to poro. So mainly the question is, there are some bodies which are very sensitive, and if it is relatively thick, if it has a lot of mud, a substantial quantity of mud, they will never agree. They prefer to be thirsty, to remain thirsty without water, rather than drink this kind of muddy water. And there are some poets who are not so sensitive, who are not so particular, you see. So the question is, so in other words, the basic criterion is poetry from Shishitan. But the question is, what kind of poetry are we talking about? So that's the machlokes. But they all refer to a certain type of rapport that he is willing to drink from. That's what they say. We look at you before she has no income. We shall not show that the money book about the money. Also, why she said, why ain't she said, we shall have a mergana. They call up all the show days. In other words, it's not a machlokes in its ear. It's a machlokes in its deed. We hold the master to go up all the money she needs when she has been there. כאילו בעצם כל כך, למה נפסול עם מחמסתית הירה? אלא בצבור של גמיס רכה, ונמוסית, ונחוד על אישי הבאים. So he said, when we say that the fact that the behemoth rejects certain water, so that doesn't pass away for Tfile, so then it doesn't, there the Gemara means that the behemoth rejects it not because of its thickness, of its viscosity, but the behemoth rejects it because it's sewer smelling. So that doesn't pass through the water. But if the behemoth rejects it because of its substantial thickness and viscosity, then in a chaname,
so it's not kosher. If you cannot even be mitzvah, then please, if the hinder rejected because of its substantial thickness, so maybe it doesn't tell it in the liquid, so it's not the mashke, so it cannot be mitzvah with the mind in the mind. All right. If you hold this, the idea of the problem is that Rabbi Simon, I hold this a caravan. The Pirish Hashem that he saw, give it a shot to teach him again. Now, I don't want to start the next Mishnah because that will involve us, but we should go over the next period. The next period comes Tuesday. We should go over. There's no reason why we shouldn't go over the whole period. Shlishi on Tuesday. And then, in a few minutes, we'll start the Shlishi.
What? Tishrei Hashanah Tavshin Mem, Beis, October 6,
1981. Bli'ayin. Confused one. Alright, it's okay. It's okay. Kavisi Mashni Mikvei Sheim Bem Avoyim Sof. נופל וזה דוגו מחצו ולוזר דוגו מחצו וניסר וקשיר ושלוימי כבר ראים שם פסו ג'יבו מודי מיילים פסו למקווה if it falls into the מקווה before it has ממסו once it has ממסו so you can dump all the mind sure in the world so it will not become possible because all the heretofore my machine that you dump into a heretofore mikveh of Memsor becomes any show through the process of Hashem. But if it doesn't have Memsor, so then Gimel Lugin fall into the mikveh that has a mashu less than Memsor, so then it puzzles the whole mikveh. If Gimel Lugin, but suppose two login, two and a half login, two and three-fourths login, two and nine-tenths login. If it's less than him looking should be him, then they don't pass the link. So have you seen it? Shnei mikvoi shein b'ema b'im so, v'noch v'lozer v'gumecht v'lozer v'gumecht. So each mikveh, the very outset, did not become post, even though each mikveh didn't tell them so, but less than him looking fell into it. Just a look in the head. Then you join the two mikvahs. Is nisar bukshiri mipnei shelo nikwa aliyim shemksu. Now let's see what the Rav says. Rav Yehi says, lozer bukumeach to nisar buk, v'ariyish kan timologim mayim shuri. So once the two mikvahs are joined into one mikveh, so together there is already timologim. But it cannot passel. Why can't it passel? Because it already has memso. It already has memso. Nipishon nikra lehem she ipsu. Shim hoyom nisifim mayim kshayirim b'chol echon. Atashkum shir shal mikve hoyom kol echon mem kosher. Because at the very outset, each smaller mikve did not become post. Because it had only a lugum echon. So the melee, even when they are joined together, so they cannot become possible because at the very outset it wasn't possible. Now actually there is a certain difficulty. Why does the Mishnah have to say Mipnei Shalom Nikra Aleihem Shem Psu? The reason is why it doesn't become possible when the two mikvahs, let's say we have two smaller mikvahs. So here 20 so, here 20 so. So at first a look mechzo fell here, a look mechzo fell here. Then they are joined together. So it doesn't become possible. Even though in total we already have dimulugim shuri, because originally it wasn't possible. Why does the Mishnah have to resort to it? The Mishnah doesn't have to resort to it. It doesn't become possible because there is memso. The first moment when there is dimulugim, there is memso, and the memso it cannot pass. So the Yor Rabbe, that's the Gros, he says, I did the boy of the Mishnah say thing, Nechlak Mishnayim Posu, Mishnayim Posu, Mishnayim Posu, Kotone Name Hoche Ekshere,
מפני שאולי קהלים שם סו. ורוכב לבו רצ'רי, תכיס ניסר בו ואיזבו נגיבו מוגים שובים, איזבו נאמה בו עם סו, ואיסו לו יפס לנו מהם שובים. Now, because what does the Mishnah say in the Sefer? Avo mikveh, she'im ve'avo imso. Suppose the mikveh does not have avo imso. We know from Beshlei Shalugim. And then v'nechlak v'shnai. V'nechlak v'shnai. So each smaller mikveh that is, so in the end, has just a lug in the head. So there it is possible. Mipni she'im kol av she'im so. So what is the pshat Nikol of Shem Psu? Nikol of Shem Psu, that because over there, when Gimel Lugim fall into a mikveh that does not have Mem Psu as yet, so then it's not only, the mikveh is not only possible because when somebody is stable, it's stable in the Gimel Lugim also. But the heretofore makes Shomim, Enam Shomim, also becomes Shomim. Also.